cognizant. Sarve, everyone. Atma, the super soul. Yata, as much as. Svapna jana, a person dreaming. I'm looking into the audience to find out if we have such a person today also, like it is customary. Ichita, seen by, ekaha, one and the same, dam, unto him, satyam, unto a truth, anandanidhim, the ocean of bliss, bhajeta, must one worship, na, never, anyatra, everything else, sajet, be attached, yataha, thereby, atma pataha, degradation of oneself. Translation: one should concentrate his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone distributes himself in so many manifestations, just as ordinary persons create thousands of manifestations in dreams. One must concentrate the mind on him, the only all-blissful absolute truth. Otherwise, one will be misled and will cause his own degradation. Purport. In this verse, the process of devotional service is indicated by the great Goswami Srila Shukadev. He tries to impress upon us that instead of diverting our attention to several branches of self-realization, we should concentrate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a supreme object of realization, worship, and devotion. Self-realization is, as it were, offering a fight for eternal life against the material struggle for existence. And therefore, by the illusory grace of the external energy, the yogi or the devotee is faced with many allurements which can entangle a great fighter again in the bondage of material existence. A yogi can attain miraculous success in material achievements, such as anima and lagima, by which one can become more minute than the minutest, or lighter than the lightest. Or in the ordinary sense, one may achieve material benedictions in the shape of wealth and women. But one is warned against such allurements, because entanglement again in such illusory pleasures means degradation of the self and further imprisonment in the material world. By this warning, one should follow one's vigilant intelligence only. The very interesting part of Srila Prabhupada's purport, where he says that self-realization is offering a fight for eternal life against the material struggle for existence. Yes, do you also feel that sometimes to follow the path of Krishna consciousness is quite intense? I think all of us know of these intense moments when the material energy offers so many obstacles. But Prabhupada encourages us, one should follow one's vigilant intelligence. What is vigilant, Devi Shakti? What does this English word mean? very attentive, in other words. One should follow one's very attentive intelligence when this comes. Watchful intelligence. Mm-hmm. So, Prabhupada continues. See, intelligent means to discriminate between what is important, what is tattva, tattva means truth, and what is illusion. It's that our intelligence can do. If it is very vigilant, means aufmerksam, attentive, watchful. Thank you for this translation of the word vigilant. The Supreme Lord is one and his expansions are various. He is therefore the super soul of everything. When a man sees anything, he must know that his seeing is secondary and the Lord's seeing is primary. One cannot see anything without the Lord's having first seen it. That is the instruction of the Vedas and the Upanishads. So whatever we see or do, the super soul of all acts of seeing or doing is the Lord. This theory of simultaneous oneness and difference between the individual soul and the super soul is propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the philosophy of Achintya Veda, Veda Tattva. In other words, it's wrong to say, I'm the doer. Krishna first sees, and then and Krishna first does, and then the living entity, who is the energy of the Supreme Lord, follows that like a shadow who follows its substance, who is the origin of the shadow. This is a very, I think, very deep subject, and devotees who are philosophically minded like to ponder very deeply about such truth. Is a very very fascinating thing. The Virat Rupa, or the gigantic feature of the Supreme Lord, includes everything materially manifested, and therefore the Virat, or gigantic feature of the Lord, is the super soul of all living and non-living entities. But the Virat Rupa is also the manifestation of Narayan or Vishnu. And going further on and on, one will eventually see that Lord Krishna is the ultimate super soul of everything that be. The conclusion is then that one should unhesitatingly become a worshipper of Lord Krishna, or for that matter, his plenary expansion Narayan, and no one else. In the Vedic hymns it is clearly said that first of all Narayan cast a glance over matter, and that there was creation. Before creation there was neither Brahma nor Shiva, and what to speak of others? Sripad Shankaracharya has definitely accepted this, that Narayan is beyond the material creation, and that all others are within the material creation. The whole material creation, therefore, is one with and different from Narayan simultaneously. And this supports the Achintya Veda Veda Tattva philosophy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being an emanation from the glancing potency of Narayan, the whole material creation is non-different from him. But because it is the effect of his external energy and is aloof from the internal potency, the whole material creation is different from him at the same time. Now this is very difficult to understand, and Srila Prabhupada now refers aspect to this text explains the example which has been given in the text. The example given in this verse very nicely is that of the dreaming man. The dreaming man creates many things in his dream, and thus he himself becomes the entangled seer of the dream and is also affected by the consequences. This material creation is also exactly a dreamlike creation of the Lord, but he, being the transcendental supersoul, is neither entangled nor affected by the reactions of such a dreamlike creation. Is this wonderful? We live in the dream of God. Don't take it so, don't become so entangled in it. It's Krishna dreams this for us who have so many material desires and who are so attached and who have so much to learn through the process of trying to enjoy and becoming ultimately detached. He is always in his transcendental position, but essentially he is everything, and nothing is apart from him. As a part of him, one should therefore concentrate on him only, without deviation. Otherwise, one is sure to be overcome by the potencies of the material creation, one after another. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows: O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, every material manifestation enters into my nature, and at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create again. The human life, however, is an opportunity to get out of this repetition of creation and annihilation. It is a means whereby one may escape the Lord's external potency and enter into his internal potency. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Sonyavadi Paskatyade Satayine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Sivasvati Gopaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There are so many fascinating philosophical points in this purport. However, because today we want to glorify Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, we will only take one point and then go to our main subject. Prabhupada's beautiful purport to this most wonderful verse ends with this sentence: the human life, however, is an opportunity to get out of this repetition of creation and annihilation. It is a means whereby one may escape the Lord's external potency and enter into his internal potency. The material energy offers, in other words, a help for those who want to become self-realized. It is a means, ein Mittel, eine Möglichkeit, a possibility. The possibility of the material energy really is that we learn detachment. The Avadhuta Brahmana in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam accepts his body as his guru. My body is my guru. I think when we hear this in the then we are a little surprised in the beginning. Body is the guru? I thought it should be a sannyasi, but my body, I'm in a woman's body, I'm in a man's body, I'm in a child's body, this is my guru? What can we learn then? Well, the Avadhuta said, my body teaches me a lesson. And he says now, I have seen that it is born, but I have seen also that it will come to an end, it will die. Ooh. I have seen that I want to enjoy with this body, also seen that I must suffer with it. Therefore, as far as I am concerned, I can hear the guru of my body preaching to me loslassen, herauswachsen, frei werden von Maya, that is in English, detach yourself, become free from the illusory energy of Maya. This is what I can learn from this vehicle, this body. Because I want one thing, but I see the other thing happens. Then I must come to the understanding. Like in my case, when I came back from India, I was so hungry. I could have started eating the furniture of the airplane. And then when I came here, I ate the wrong combination. Actually, I did this already on the airplane and became so sick that I had to just eat the most boring type of diet which I've ever seen. And whenever I would break out of this diet, immediately I would become double sick. And so then after this went on for two weeks, intense suffering, and then I just felt a voice from inside, don't you understand? You want to enjoy in this world, but it's not possible. Learn to detach yourself. I was very thankful. Thank you, my dear body. You have given this very, very obvious body language. No, there was even the greatest fool could understand. So this was, we can be thankful to the material energy that she teaches us this, but are we willing to listen to this? It's very difficult when one has the enjoyer spirit. Now therefore we require help and guidance from the great acharyas, and today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So let us give up all hesitation and all illusions and diversions and glorify him to our best capability, and if possible listen to the glorification with rapt attention. So before we start, give me a bit of mother kiss in the ear. Nicht dein Kissen, wo du drauf gesessen hast. Thank you. Was können die Devotees vom Backen? Warum nicht? A little while ago, just maybe 1 month ago, we went to the house of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in Sri Dhammayapur and listened to Jananivasa's Prabhu's glorification of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur right where his house was. His house is a Victorian style building in the Chaitanya Mart, from where he can look, that there's a balcony, and from that balcony he could overlook Pritukund and Murari Gupta's place of residence. Murari Gupta's place of residence, which is just opposite to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's house, lies within an area which is populated by Muslims. One of those Muslim grandfathers told us that whenever Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur would come on his balcony and overlook the area, everyone in the village noticed him standing on the balcony and
for the time when he was on the balcony, all village activities stopped. They all had to look at the commanding tall figure of that Mahapurush, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. When Prabhupada was asked to comment on his spiritual master, he just expressed a certain amount of helplessness. He said, "What can I say? He was a Vaikuntha man." In other words, his effulgence and transcendental influence was so commanding that everyone who came in contact with him was just totally influenced and moved. He was a personality who was very transcendental in many ways, and those of you who are lovers of mysticism, listen carefully. Once, in the midst of the night, he left his place of residence and started to walk on the moonlit road towards Hoogligat. That's a Hoogligat, something like Hoogligat. I'm not sure the right word, but in Navadvip, you know, where all the ships are, the boats are, who take you over there, in Jalangi and Ganga, to the town of Navadvip. So he went in the midst of the night, and one of his disciples saw that and thought, "Oh, Gurudev, he was very worried. Maybe something will happen to you. After all, there are Muslims in this area, and who knows? It's a dense darkness." And so he went after his Guru Maharaj, and was just having a stick there and shaking for fear. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he continued to walk, but he said with his voice, "Who?" The disciple came close and said, "It's so-and-so Brahmachari, Guru Maharaj. I want to be near you. It's the midst of the night. I'm your servant for the eventuality." Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, "Come with me. I want to show you something." They continued to walk. All of a sudden, they saw a kirtan party, but not of ordinary persons. They were all dressed in the most wonderful garments. They all had a effulgence around themselves. They were looking most beautiful. They had high bodies, almost like a little bit higher than Christians. Is very long, tall, beautiful personalities, and they danced. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur started to dance and dance, and the Brahmachari looked at the scene of this unusual kirtan party and his spiritual master dancing in ecstasy. And then, after a long time, when the kirtan party had gone and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was there, he asked, "Who were these men, Guru Maharaj?" The answer came, "Oh, it was a kirtan party from the heavenly planets. I knew they would come to take the dust of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's land, and I wanted to meet them and join their kirtan for the night." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was certainly a resident in this world, but his vision was extraordinary. I want to just show you a picture of him. Here he is with the English Viceroy, Mr. Anderson, going under a sign, God bless the king. His face shows a little shimmer of irony, because he knows the British king is, soon to make a big mistake in his trying to conquer India. But he's preaching to these people to enlighten them in Krishna consciousness, and maybe to he has a reason for his to spread his mission. There are pictures with him sitting beside kings and so on and so forth. It's very amazing. But this personality who was sent directly by Krishna is a wonderful whom we want to glorify. Wait, stop your lecture. You said he was directly sent by Krishna. How is this? Listen to Srila Prabhupada's purport. There are two kinds of children born of good fathers. One is educated in Krishna consciousness so that he can be delivered from the clutches of Maya in that very life. And the other is a ray of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and teaches the world the ultimate goal of life. Kadama Muni, so two types of children. One is who's born in good family and is educated in Krishna consciousness. I think that's like you. And the other is directly a ray of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maybe that's also like you. I do not know you. And teaches the world the ultimate goal of life. Kadama Muni begot such a child, Kapila, the incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, who enunciated the philosophy of Sankhya. In the same order as Kadama Muni, about 100 years ago, Thakur Bhaktivinoda also wanted to beget a child who could preach the philosophy and teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the fullest extent. By his prayers to the Lord, he had as his child Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, who at the present moment is preaching the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya throughout the entire world through his bona fide disciples. Srila Prabhupada chooses the plural here. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.22, text 19. Srila Prabhupada says here that his spiritual master is in the second category, that is directly sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just there, almost like the ray of a sun is directly sent by the sun and comes to our earth as a representative of the sun, so that we see, that we bathe ourselves in the sun ray and think we are in the presence of the sun. So in the same way, the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is directly sent, he's a ray of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Now I would like to now talk a little bit about him and what he lectured, what he said. I have many times before spoken about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and you are all very learned Vaishnavas who know by now, by your time you have spent in Krishna consciousness, many things about him. So today I will choose to go to those subjects which are not often discussed and not often described, because the rest The other subjects, you can meditate about them on your own and creatively remember Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur today on his disappearance day. Please do so, because meditating about the acharyas is a very important practice in our Krishna consciousness. We need the examples of great acharyas in order to develop confidence, determination on our path, and joyfulness. These three points are made by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm not sure about the joyfulness, but we can, by meditating about the lives of great souls, we get determination, das heißt Entschlossenheit, and confidence, das heißt Zuversicht, eine Bestätigung. And yes. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was very reluctant to take on the position of spiritual master in the beginning. His first disciple, Rohini Kumar Ghosh, describes that he wanted to become the disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, but he was so renounced and in the mood of great bhajan that he was not in the mood to accept disciples, which after all means some type of disturbance. This is just a little child. It is natural. Yes, continue. This is what has to be done. But it's amazing how when there is some unknown noise, immediately we come there and with our attention and try to figure out what it is. It's amazing how our mind works. So now we know what this noise is, which will happen many times today. Not noise, is sound. Now we can go back with our concentration to Rohini Kumar Ghosh. He was how do you say, wanting to become his disciple, but there was no chance. So one night he had a dream. I must say, he wanted to, when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wouldn't accept him, he wanted to take another spiritual master as a disciple, spiritual master, but that spiritual master apparently was not so realized. So he had a dream, and in that dream he saw a tiger coming over him and trying to eat him. And he was very shocked, and he came with this dream to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and said, "Please, I'm in this material world, I'm devoured by the flames of time, that please help me. And this other person, I do not know. Now my faith is destroyed." And he told him the dream, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur finally accepted him as his disciple. He in a lecture which he gave, he expressed his own feelings about being the disciple of the guru of so many disciples. He addressed his disciples, "My dear friends, rescue us from danger. You have saved me from something. If a Vaishnava does not do the work of a guru, then the spiritual Vaishnav lineage will stop. Again, if he does the work of a guru, then he becomes a non-Vaishnava." You might not think, what? if someone becomes a guru, he becomes a non-Vaishnava. How this is very interesting. Let me understand more. For if a guru thinks I am a guru, then the first you or u, or how to say this, what is this letter that I should do, Marini? You, the first you letter in the word guru disappears, and then the word becomes garu or kau. A real guru does not make disciples and thus remains a guru. In other words, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaks here of the difficulty for each Vaishnava which he must overcome, pride. If a guru becomes proud and thinks he is the master of his disciples, then he becomes a non-guru, a cow, garu. He is not qualified. That pride takes him from the Vyasa-san and dumps him into a bad situation. When there is pride in our heart, or pride in our heart, someone very important leaves our heart. Do we sometimes have this? When this person is here, I'm not going to be there. I'm leaving. Sometimes you have this. I had it yesterday. There is someone who is just very unfortunate and you know, a crazy person, in other words, who always shows up and is directed by things which are, or persons which are very harmful. So I have said, when this person is here, then I cannot come, because that person is very harmful. Not the person itself, but the influences under which that person is. You have to make a decision if you want to have that person or this person, but both don't go together. So I think you know what I mean. It's this type of situation when someone is there, another person can't be there. It sometimes happens, unfortunately, in human society, that there are such unfortunate constellations where a combination or cooperation is not working. So then pride comes in the heart of a devotee. Bhakti is not staying there. She says, I'm leaving. Sorry, it doesn't work. She goes. This is a situation why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so careful. It is described when the disciples offered him obeisances, he used to return those obeisances. We don't do this in ISKCON, but imagine your spiritual master would pay your obeisances. I have done this to test this situation and the atmosphere, and devotees become shocked. What happened? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did this. It became a problem when he became old and he developed some thing in the knees. You know, there are many pictures of him, like this one, sitting on chairs. Do not know if this is in the old age, but I know that in the old age, yes, he used to sit on stolitzas. On chairs, right? There are pictures here which I would like to show you, but it might take too long. There's a picture of his old age where he sits on chairs. Here, for instance, is one. This is the last Vyasa Puja celebration. See? He's sitting on a chair, not on a Vyasa side. So it became a problem, because when his disciples paid obeisances, he would always return the obeisances, and that's not good for the knees. Nikarha will be able to explain to you what goes on in the knees with so much bowing down. It's not so good when you have knees problems. When you're young, no problem. So they didn't know what to do. They had to pay obeisances. They didn't want to force their guru, so to say, on the nose and the knees. He used to say, "Das Hosmi, I am your servant," to his disciples. Therefore he addressed them, "O rescuers from danger." That means Retter aus der Gefahr. So this is his words. So this is something about his transcendental personality. Something I should also mention is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhuya Kadambini explains that someone who's on the level of bhava, that's a very high stage in Krishna consciousness, will hide this just like a miser, because he doesn't want the world to take this away from him. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, there are two examples from his life where sometimes he would be overcome with transcendental ecstasies and all the symptoms started to come and overwhelm him, and he would sometimes run from his Vyasasana and lock himself in a room. He used to, one time he carried deities, a pair of deity or one deity, I do not know, but it's not explicitly explained, up to where the altar was, when there was a deity installation, and the ecstasy started to come over him, and he just did not know. He became helpless by this transcendental ecstasy, and he gave the deity and just somehow managed to come into the room when the storm of ecstasy took him to another land. It is a very in this part of my presentation I want to say it's by putting a few facets, a few small pictures before you. His transcendental personality is very, very, very difficult for ordinary people like us to understand. So my glorification will be extremely small and unqualified. Let me now move to another aspect of his personality, that is his preaching. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's preaching is totally uncommon and amazing, because he achieved so much in the time of his preachings. He is helpful for, or he is responsible for breaking two big walls which were sealing Krishna consciousness. One is the casteism, the brahmanas. I am brahmana. Only someone who is born in a brahman family may study the scriptures. The others have to Leelas of the Lord can be imitated in some ways by us. The divine essence runs through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda's body, the divine essence runs through my body also. I can also do things which Krishna did. I can also do the things they did. He broke these two walls and then broke a third wall, which was very difficult, the wall of Mayavad. Therefore, he is known as Singha Guru, the Lion Guru. He unified the four sampradayas by taking the essential teachings points and putting them into the Gaudiya line. He opened 64 temples at Mats, one in Germany also, and one in London. They didn't do so well, but it was going on. He had 66,000 disciples. It must be said that he was not always very happy with all of them, because it's difficult to enlighten all of them, but as a merciful guru, he was trying. That many very learned, disciples. He had also a very extraordinary Babaji disciple, which I would show you, Krishnadatta Babaji Maharaj, who was very close to Srila Prabhupada. They were very good friends, Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotee who was bathing in the ocean of Kirtan Ras from morning till evening. He published and printed many books and magazines. He brought out a daily newspaper. That's something, isn't it? It's called the Nadia Prakash, the light of Nadia. He wanted to print every second a newspaper. He was such a preacher. But I don't know if it was possible. I think in the transcendental realm, yes, his desire. He met and initiated many scholars and started the Braj and Navadvip parikrams, because it was his desire to re-establish the holy places of the Lord's divine pastimes. He preached Daivivanashram was the one who started really applying the Yukta Vairagya principle, that is, using apparently material things in preaching Krishna consciousness. I want to show you a picture, if we can. He once came with a big motor car to Radhakund. The Babajis were totally amazed. Ooh, motor car? We have never seen in such a big one. Why sannyasi should give up everything? Not have this motor car? This is very objectionable. We don't believe in this personality. And they had many problems, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's point was that the world is suffering. We must reach out to these people. Somehow or another, we must get their attention so that somehow or another they will come to Krishna consciousness. Use the motor car. Today, when we want to bring people's attention, we would maybe build a clay temple. It's a different style, obviously. If you want people with, today don't become our followers if we have a motor car, they begin to criticize us. And some of the criticism is certainly there's a good intention behind it. But at that time, so at this time we would build a clay temple. And if we get money. I think there are a few millionaires here in our crowd of devotees we can build. But at that time, the style was have a motor car and get the people's attention. Here is it. Interesting, isn't it? It looks really... I think with this motor car we could also get a lot of attention. It would be called an oldie in our modern language. An oldie, isn't it? Old timer, I'm sorry. I'm also an old timer. He had his own driver, G, with a Western hat. You know, that hat marked the hat, it signaled something. It was the most fashionable hat. And soon clothing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati looks very happy, but also very transcendental in it. Yeah. And he was so successful. He even went on radio, and I heard there is a record somewhere which we should definitely get with his recorded lecture. But this record is made of wax. It's a very old technique which we don't have any machines to work with, but I think there must be old machines. He used ships in Krishna's service by making dioramas on top of the ships. You can imagine in India a steamship landing in Calcutta with dioramas of Krishna's pastimes. You know, everyone had to go on that ship and also see the dioramas. But everyone, mainly a ship, Western ship, American, English ship, we must go. And then they saw Krishna. He had preaching ideas which were very revolutionary but very successful. So that Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which was previously a little hidden, many did not know, became like very much known. That was his purpose of his divine work, to establish Krishna as prominent. Prabhupada said, this is the preaching of the great souls. They establish Krishna as prominent. Yeah. Then there are many other things to be said. We need much more time. But I think I will come to one last point. I will go to can you still Angira Moni, wie geht's mit der Aufmerksamkeit? Ist noch ein bisschen da? Ja? Good. I have written down a few instructions which Prabhupada has taken from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Obviously the first and foremost is to go to the West, preach Krishna consciousness there, to print and distribute books. That's there. To develop Sridhar Mayapur, that's a very important instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and so on. But here are a few which will sound familiar also, which I've written down here. We are not meant for living peacefully in a secluded place. O Goloka Dham Vasis, I think we are not doing it because the project is empty at this stage due to our endeavors in the marathon. It is almost totally empty, and those devotees who live here, they are the servants of the deities and the servants of the project who keep it up. So please don't become shocked by this. It does not apply to you, but I think for all of us who think about making this project a success, it's very interesting to hear. We are not meant for living peacefully in a secluded place. We are meant for recruiting Krishna's eternal servants. and therefore go in a populated place. Right now with Vishwadev and Gaura Bhavani, we are making wonderful plans actually, which will start, and you can start to employ them in February, to bring more and more people here. We have such wonderful plans, you will not believe your ears. I can only say this much: we want to bring here an we want to make this a place for the Sangha, for the large community of people who are interested, by offering them many seminars which are helping them develop in their Krishna consciousness. Of course, this is something which we have heard before. It may not be so new to all of you, but the way how we want to do it is so extremely encouraging and enthusing that I'm floating over the ground with enthusiasm. Then Prabhupada says, "My Guru Maharaj used to say that for one who's not engaged in devotional service, reading all the books is simply like licking the outside of the honey jar. One who thinks the books is the thing is content in this way. But we should learn the secret to open the jar and taste the honey." This is a typical Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instruction. Just the books. And become a Pandiji. It's not really enough. We must apply the process of devotional service to taste the honey. Then Prabhupada remembers, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur draw a picture. "My Guru Maharaj indicated that the Madanga and press are the mediums for our missionary propaganda activities." Madanga and press. He drew a picture with it. Would have been nice to show this now, the hand-drawn picture. So we spread our Krishna consciousness by kirtan and by books. And he, of the two, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the books are more effective because they can reach further than the sound of the madanga. And here's something for those of us who are in the Grihastha ashram, or who are interested in the Grihastha ashram, to learn how to make it a complete success. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was a Naishtika Brahmachari, he said, "If I could beget Krishna conscious children, I'm prepared to indulge in sex life 100 times. 100 times, I do not know how much this is in the life of an average person. I have no statistical, and I have also no idea. But 100 times is always is an expression of saying many, many times. Almost like you could have also said 1,000,000 times. I don't know, 100 times means many times. Because the purpose of Krishna conscious Grihastha life, if one wants to have children in that Grihastha life, is to make them, to help them in developing Krishna consciousness. Then another very nice instruction, which you have heard maybe many times, but it's nice to hear it today. "My Guru Maharaj," said Prabhupada, "used to say that there is no scarcity in this world. There's no Knappheit in this world." But we have kein Geld und wir haben kein soziales Gefüge und wir sind alle pfeifen aus dem letzten Loch und so. "My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity in this world. The only scarcity is that people are not aware of Krishna consciousness. The whole world is suffering for want of this great benediction. This is a very famous expression which Srila Prabhupada used to say many times in many circumstances. His whole emphasis was become Krishna consciousness, everything else will follow. He used to say this. It's a here's another instruction for those of us who every day look into an empty treasury. This is I think Shakti will now feel very happy and enlivened, and Vishwadev also, and I at the present moment also have no Lakshmi, because he just came back from the Holy Land. Don't worry about money. Do something nice for Krishna and money will come. Yesterday we were talking with one devotee about this point, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati once took all the money from the only Gaudiya Math temple at that time, it was in Calcutta, and spent it in a nice feast for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance day. It was a nice feast with nice preparations, and the public was fed, and the treasury said, we have no money and you have taken it all, what to do with the debts, and so on. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't worry about money, do something nice for, in this case here for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and money will come. Why don't we make an experiment of this? We do something nice here in Goloka Dham for Krishna, make an ideal enthusiastic community which will help the fallen souls and help also the fallen souls on the project like all of us. And then let's see what is with money. Anyways, we can't get the money in any other way. It's difficult times in the German economy. Maybe we should try this, you know, volle Flucht nach vorne, sagt man in Hamburg. Then he used to say often, if one has at all any life in him, then he will preach. And then Prabhupada expresses in a beautiful lecture his own relationship with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. My spiritual master knew it, that alone I could not do this great work. Therefore he has very kindly sent you all to help me in this task. I accept you therefore as representatives of my Guru Maharaj, playing as my affectionate disciples. And then Prabhupada started to cry and could not speak any longer. These are some of the wonderful instructions, but there's so much more. Oh Krishna, we move in this world in limitations of time and restricted attention spans. What to do? Because we are over time, I will not take questions today. We want to now celebrate a little Pushpanjali, isn't it? Rohini Mataji has some. Maybe we can get her, Shakti. Then I will ask her how long it would take. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Go Premanandi Yari Yari Bo.